Who's the only one here who knows the illegal ninja moves from the government?
Chris.
Who throws a shoe? Honestly.
Ben.
Who would steal 30 bag lunches?
Danny.
Oh, you guys like to tell jokes and giggle and kid around, huh? Giggling like a bunch of young boys in the schoolyard.
Shoddy Radio.
Ben, welcome to Shoddy Radio.
Thanks for having me.
How's life in Sacramento, California?
Really rainy today. Really rainy.
Oh, man.
They have a good joke about a priest.
All right. I'd rather not hear it. So, Ben, you want to play a quick game of whodunit?
I would love to play a quick game of whodunit.
Chris, do you know what the game... You're familiar with the game whodunit, right?
I don't know why you just ignored me when I said I had a joke.
We're trying to keep this podcast clean.
All right, go ahead.
So, but are you familiar with the game whodunit?
No.
I don't think anybody is. It's kind of a old game with a new name.
Well, it's kind of like... Well, go ahead and explain it, Ben.
Well, if you're a loyal listener to the show, you'll remember the hit episode Creed versus Nickelback, and essentially it's that, but we're not going to limit it just to shitty rock bands anymore. So tonight...
Right.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I was just going to say, we're going to use that idea as a template. That way we can plug in any type of media in there and just compare and try to guess who done it, basically. That's where the name comes from, who done it.
And tonight, instead of Creed versus Nickelback, what I'm going to do is I'm going to read some monologue jokes that I've written down from David Letterman from which one is that, the Late Show, David Letterman? I always get the names mixed up of everybody. Do you know?
It's the Late Show with Dave Letterman.
And then it's Late Night with Conan O'Brien.
Right.
And then also we're going to throw in a little Weekend Update with Seth Meyers. I'm going to throw that into the mix.
Okay.
So, Chris, does that sound like fun?
Yeah, it sounds like a lot of fun. I can't wait.
Okay, so do you want to get started?
Are we going to just get to take turns like we did in Creed versus Nickelback?
Yeah, you know, sort of like. Well, I have unequal number of jokes for each thing, so I was thinking maybe do you guys just want to go through all the jokes and then I'll just keep a score, then at the end I'll tally it up, and then at the end I'll just let you guys know what the score was. Do you want to do it that way?
Wow, we probably should have thought about this beforehand.
Yeah.
I don't care.
It's probably more fun for the listener though to hear how we do these.
Oh man, I have no idea. Yeah, let's just do it that way. You do all of them, and then you just tally up our answers, and then we'll have a reveal at the end. That way we can keep the listeners, you know, you keep them tuned in.
Yeah, because otherwise they're just gonna like if you blow the doors off of Chris early in the game, people are just gonna turn off the podcast because they're gonna think I don't need to listen.
Exactly.
To this.
Immediately.
But now if I'm not telling the score as we're going along, like they're gonna be in suspense the whole time.
And plus, they want to find out whose joke it was to see how they did at home. By the way, you're allowed to play along at home or wherever you are. If you're listening to this in your car, you can play along in your car. Or let's say you're working and you can play along at work also.
You know what's funny?
Pretty much anywhere you are, you can play along.
I think that people were doing that with Creed versus Nickelback also, because I listened to that with a couple of people and I noticed that it's like human nature to just throw out your answers even though they weren't on the podcast.
You can't help it. It's true.
Yeah.
So go ahead, Ben. Why don't you start out, and then you can just tally our scores.
Okay. Let me find a really good one. I feel like you got to start with a good one. You know?
You got to start strong and finish strong. That's what they say.
It's kind of like when you're making a mixtape for somebody.
Mm-hmm. Not like pancakes.
Okay. The first one's going to be a sports joke.
And in the middle, you got to steal a joke.
Are you guys ready? So wait, do I?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I gotta read
the joke.
Okay. Well, am I reading it to both of you?
Yeah, exactly. And then we'll both tell your answer.
Okay. We're already 14 minutes into this podcast and we haven't.
That's what I was just about to say.
Okay. Here we go. Big news today. Alex Rodriguez confirmed reports that he's taken steroids in the past. officials aren't sure when he took the steroids, but they're pretty sure it wasn't in October. Get it? Because he sucks in the playoffs and he didn't lead his team to the World Series.
He's like the opposite of Reggie Jackson.
Yeah, who is Mr. October.
Mm-hmm. In Playboy.
Yeah. So let's have your guesses.
Okay. My guess is... Wow, that's a tough one. I say Letterman.
Christopher?
No.
Does Danny get to go first every time?
No, this time I say Letterman.
Okay. Do I get to go first next time?
Yep.
So do I
tell say him? Tom.
I'm sorry.
No, you don't tell anyone the answer.
Okay.
Do I get to guess now?
Yeah. Yeah, you get to guess.
I say that it's Tom Snyder.
Ooh. Threw a curveball at us, Chris.
Was he not one of the options?
No, he was not.
Are there going to be trick questions where you give us somebody who wasn't of the three choices?
Hey, let's speed this up a little. I'm already losing interest in this episode.
Well, I never had any. How do you think I feel?
So, Chris, is it Seth Meyers who won? Weekend update? What did he say?
I get two guesses?
He said...
That's not fair for Danny if I get two guesses.
You get one.
I say it was Seth Meyer.
See, I almost went with Seth Meyers. Well, I think Chris guessed Seth Meyer, so he automatically missed it. Because Seth Meyer wasn't an option.
Okay.
All right, go ahead. Next joke.
Wait, isn't that the Weekend Update guy?
Yeah, but he has an S at the end of his name. So it would be like me calling you Chris Clement. Hey, Ben Shield. Or Danny Avage.
Okay, here we go.
Get it? I left off the S.
Hilarious material by Danny Avage. The comic stylings of Danny Avage.
That joke was average.
All right.
Okay, guys. Man, today the weather outside was a little weird, wasn't it? It was a little warm, it was a little cloudy, and it was a little like an Alex Rodriguez urine sample. I'm sticking with the Alex Rodriguez material.
I get to go first.
Yeah.
Do I get to go first?
Yeah, you get to go first.
That was definitely Dave Letterman.
Can I just ask you why?
Well, okay. I guess it could have been Conan, but it was definitely not Weekend Update. It just seems Letterman-ish.
Oh, yeah. That was definitely... I mean, that's not a Weekend Update joke. So the question is... Well, they both are in New York, so that doesn't help at all. I was going to try to think about the weather. But I'm going to go Letterman also. I feel that one as Letterman as well.
All right. Very good.
So it was Letterman?
We don't know.
We're not saying. You got to wait. Oh. Just like the listeners. Okay. If Sean Becker has to wait.
So it could have been Tom Snyder. It
could have been.
All right, go ahead. Sorry.
Okay. I have a confession to make that I'm not proud of. For the past 12 years, I've been using performance-enhancing vodka.
I got to tell you that. It's mine first. I feel that's Letterman again.
That's definitely Letterman.
Okay.
The other one that might have been Conan, but there's no chance this is anyone but Letterman or Tom Snyder. But I understand he's not an option, so Letterman.
All right, next. Let's blow through these.
Okay, gold medalist Michael Phelps apologized after pictures are printed of him smoking marijuana from a huge bong last fall. Suddenly, the Michael Phelps diet makes a lot more sense.
I get it, because...
he was eating like 7 million calories a day.
Right. You get to go first on this one, Chris, right?
This is tough. It's not Letterman. But it's not that funny, so I'm going to say Conan.
Yeah, like, I feel like this is the... I hate to agree with you again, but I feel like this is a better... the type of Conan joke, because Conan doesn't have great writers, but he always does a dance at the end of his joke, which is what makes it funny.
And Conan's really like good Conan. With when he's interviewing people as well. So wait, what did you guess?
Conan. We both say Conan.
Okay. Doctors in Maryland are hoping that an operation that they perform in which they remove a donor's kidney through her vagina will encourage others to donate as well. Though I fail to see how we'll pull it out through the vagina sweetens the deal.
Is it me first?
Yeah.
I think that's Seth Meyers.
I have to agree, it's definitely Seth Meyers. We're not being strategic.
It's like we both were convinced that our first one was right and that the other person was wrong, so we're just trying to stay together.
Are you guys going to guess like the same answer on every one?
I don't know.
We don't have a plan.
Trying to win. I mean, I'm answering honestly.
Okay.
All right, next.
Here in New York. Ah, shit. Well, I guess I'll... Never mind.
They're all in
New
York.
Yeah, that's true, so that doesn't really give it away. Here in New York, there's a huge fashion show and a huge dog show going on. They've got bitches coming and going.
Well, first off, Ben revealed that one of those shows is, in his mind, more likely in New York than the other. So which one was it? Yeah, but Ben identifies New York with this particular show more than the other three because he wasn't sure at first about the others.
And I did ask you guys if I could fly down for a weekend so we could go see a taping of Saturday Night Live in Pasadena.
Well,
live from Pasadena, California. It's Saturday night.
I'm gonna say Saturday Night Live.
I'll say Letterman.
Okay.
President Obama is working hard to get a stimulus bill passed. Earlier today, he was taking questions at a big town hall meeting, and to make sure he was fair, he was going to take questions boy, girl, boy, girl. Or as he calls it, the Lindsay Lohan system.
Am I first?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought you guys were going to actually laugh at some of these monologue jokes, too.
I'm thinking.
Well, you got to work on your delivery.
Yeah. You could take a card out of Tom Schneider's playing deck for this one, Ben. You really got to work on delivery.
No, I'm trying to read him as if I was the guy from Inside the Actor's Studio. What's his name? Lipton?
James Lipton, yeah.
Because I almost feel too much if I would be giving it away somewhat if I'm delivering it. Because all three of these people have different delivery, and I feel like that might that might come through in the joke. So it's kind of like Creed versus Nickelback. Right, like
at the end of that one, you were like, you did the robot, and that gave away that it was Conan. Then there was that other one where you kind of grabbed your collar and went,
then I threw a pencil.
Paul, what do you think about that? Bitches, Paul, bitches.
Like, Danny right now is not being funny, so he's revealing he's Jay Leno. What do you say, Danny? What's your answer?
Yeah, I don't know. It could be a couple of people.
Come on. God damn.
I don't even remember what the joke was.
They were making fun of Lindsay Lohan for being a hetero and a homo.
Boy, girl. That's Seth Meyers.
I'm going to say Conan O'Brien because the way you said it, I just imagined it was Conan, but you might have been doing that on purpose to trick me. But it worked, Conan O'Brien.
All right, interesting. Okay. You guys ready? In Colorado, a man has built an exact replica of a Pizza Hut booth out of Pizza Hut boxes. Apparently, the glue holding the boxes together is made from sadness. That's a pretty good one. That one got a laugh out of me.
That was pretty good. That sounds a lot like a Weekend Update joke to me.
God damn it, me too. It seems like Tina Fey wrote that joke, doesn't it?
It just sounds like someone doing a news story.
Yeah, I agree.
Plus, it was funny. And that show usually is.
I know, they have higher
better
quality
jokes.
Stuff. I agree. I'm going to go Weekend Update on this, too.
Well, I'm just in this one instance only, I'm going to throw a little morsel of fun out to our listeners, and you guys are both wrong on that one. This next joke reminds me of Chris the first time I originally heard it. A new study has found that women who enjoy regular orgasms are more likely to be successful at work. The same study shows that men are more likely to be found sleeping and pantsless in front of their computers at work.
Did that remind you of me? Because it was about women having orgasms. I thought it was the women orgasms part that immediately made you think of the Seaman.
All right, so I'm going to go ahead and say, oh, it's my turn, right?
Yeah.
It's either Conan or Dave.
Well, you got to
I just associate pantless. And I just take pantless to Dave Letterman.
That's funny because Dave immediately was ruled out for me. But I was thinking Conan Update, but I think I'm more Conan.
Awesome.
So.
Okay.
Do you like how we give little insights about our thought process?
Yeah, I do. I want to know why you guys think what you're thinking. So it's interesting.
But we're not even explaining why we think it. We're just saying, well, at first I thought this, but then I thought that.
President Barack Obama was in Florida to give a big speech on the economy. His speech was interrupted 5 times for applause and 6 times from old people whispering, "Is he Cuban?"
You're up, Chris.
I'm up. That's definitely Letterman.
I can't believe you guys aren't laughing at any of these jokes.
I laughed at that one quietly.
I'm concentrating too hard. I'm sorry.
I know. We're trying to win.
To see what person appears in my head.
So what did Chris say? Letterman?
I say that one was...
Letterman.
I say Weekend Update.
And put a star next to it. That means I'm certain it's Letterman.
A man in Sweden set a record for nonstop TV viewing for watching the hit Fox show 24 for 72 straight hours. But even more impressive is a guy in Norway watched an entire episode of According to Jim.
Man, that's good. You're up, Danny, not me.
Oh. Conan.
Oh, shit. I'm thinking either Conan or Weekend Update, but since you said Conan, I'll say Weekend Update.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, Conan or Weekend Update, too.
All right. On Friday, the U.S. Senate approved a stimulus package worth at least $780 billion, which sounds like a lot of money, but remember, it's in U.S. dollars.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, I like that one.
All right. Wait.
Man, that could go any way. That's a tough one.
I have no...
I'm going to say Letterman because there hasn't been a lot of Letterman guesses so far.
I'll go something different just for the hell of it. I'll say Conan.
Okay. After two of President Obama's top cabinet nominees withdrew their bids this week because of failure to pay back taxes, Obama said, "I screwed up." Really? That's your mistake? I don't know if you remember, but the last guy broke the world. I like that joke too.
Am I first?
Yeah.
That's definitely Weekend Update.
Yeah, I have to say Weekend Update for sure.
Put 2 stars next to that.
I'll put 3.
Can you guys say why?
I don't know, the way it's written, the delivery. Not the delivery, but just the way it's written.
Yeah, completely in the writing. I mean, it could be.
But it really sounds so much like a Weekend Update joke. Are we right about that one? Come on, tell us.
You guys are.
Dave wouldn't say
you guys
that.
Are both correct. It was a Weekend Update. But yeah, you could tell the way it was worded.
I think it's the wording on it.
Let's no more morsels.
Yeah, no more morsels.
Can't keep cheating.
Let me take a quick pause. Talk amongst yourselves. I'm catching up here.
You want to hear me pop my knuckles again?
You hear that little tiny pop? That was Chris popping a boner.
It's funny that people used to really say that. Okay, I'm ready when you guys are.
Dude, I just popped a boner. I popped one. What do you think it was cooler to do? Pop a boner or pop a wheelie?
Pop a boner while popping a wheelie.
One time I popped... That's what I was about to say. One time I tried to pop a wheelie on my bike, but instead I accidentally popped a boner.
All right. He keeps looking at me like he's waiting for me to laugh. It's not going to happen.
I'm glad you did that. All right, good.
Okay, guys. Sorry. Alex Rodriguez has admitted and apologized for his steroid use. He says he wants to put it all behind him and get back to being an overpaid disappointment.
Wow. Wait, whose turn is it?
That's your turn.
Man, I think Conan probably, but I could believe Dave saying it also. Conan.
Dave.
How about Barack Obama's first primetime press conference last night? This guy was cogent, eloquent, and in complete command of the issues. And I'm thinking to myself, what the hell am I supposed to do with that?
My turn, and that's Letterman.
It's definitely Letterman.
Quick question. What does cogent mean?
I don't know, but...
I thought you just screwed up a word.
No,
I thought you were trying to say cogent. Coherent. I don't know. Well, if Letterman said it, then it's a word. And Letterman did say it.
Yeah, only Letterman would say cogent. Mm-hmm.
That's how we knew. Letterman's constantly saying cogent.
You guys want a weird story out of Massachusetts?
Sure.
Well, anyways, the lesbian couple who led the fight to legalize gay marriage has now filed for a divorce. And it's really sad because the couple swore they'd always stay together for the cats.
Was that a joke?
That was the joke.
It's your guess, Chris.
It's Conan.
I think it's Weekend Update. I know you're regretting your decision now.
No, I'm not.
Oh, yes, you are. You're thinking, fuck, I should have said Weekend Update. Danny's so smart. All right, Ben, let's just do a couple more.
Okay.
Do you have a lot more?
No, just a few more.
All right, let's go. Okay. Rapid fire, go.
Quick, no reasoning, just answer.
A sheriff in South Carolina is threatening to arrest Olympic star Michael Phelps if he can prove that Phelps actually smoked marijuana. So far, his only...
Conan!
So far, his only evidence is the photo of Phelps smoking pot and Phelps' admission of guilt. Apparently, he needs more evidence.
Weekend update.
You already said Conan.
I was kidding. I was just making a really good joke.
Ben, I think he has to stick with Conan.
No, that's not fair. I was just trying to make a joke, dude.
I think if I said Conan, you'd force me to stick with it.
I would try to, but in the end, I would give in.
Ben, you're the judge.
I'll let Danny go with his final answer, which was Weekend Update. Chris?
Okay, hang on. I'm gonna change it back to Conan then, because you wouldn't do that unless.
you don't get to decide how I'm scoring this.
I know what the score is. Maybe I want it to be tight all the way to the end. You don't know.
Yeah, Ben always wants it to be tight.
All right. Well, I'm saying Weekend Update because that's what I think it is, and fuck you guys for fucking with the rules.
So it's Weekend Update. I think it's Weekend Update too.
Anyway, this is supposed to be rapid fire.
Yeah, rapid fire, go.
You don't have to read them quick. We just have to answer quick.
Yeah, go. Read it quick.
Hold on, let me. Okay, this is the last one. Or wait, no, I got two more. President Obama says he still believes in bipartisanship and he'll continue to work with Republicans to reduce the size of Jessica Simpson.
I didn't even... Is that the end of
that's
the joke?
That's the joke, because Jessica Simpson's fat now.
Okay.
It was a one-liner.
Oh, yeah. Right.
No setup.
God damn it. All right, Conan. I say Conan.
That's Letterman.
Could have been Letterman.
Okay, last one. The economy continues to struggle, and a new study was released with a list of companies that might not make it through 2009. One of them was Krispy Kreme donuts. Also not likely to survive in 2009, Krispy Kreme's customers. It's funny that I still think that joke's funny when I've heard it and wrote it down.
And read it. Maybe you just thought you delivered it well. I think that's Weekend Update.
I'll say Conan.
All right, let's go quick recap.
Quick recap? Hold on, do you want me to tally up the scores?
Yeah.
Sure, but don't give us the answer.
We barely guessed Letterman.
I know.
Maybe there was only one Letterman joke.
But the thing is now I want to know who specifically each one was.
I know, we should have had him just...
Now go through and read each joke again and tell us who it was.
Well, I don't remember which ones, but I kept the score as far as rounds go. So round one, you guys both were incorrect. Round two, you guys were both correct. Do you want me to do it this way? How do you think I should do
it? Yeah, but I can't remember the joke. This is what sucks. I don't know.
We can print the jokes on the website in case anyone listening gives a shit.
Yeah, we'll do that. We'll print the jokes on
the
website.
So that means that Sean and Mike Shields might check it out.
All right, next. Round two, we were both correct.
Yeah, round three, you were both correct. Round four, you were both wrong. Round five, you were both correct. And I think up until round five, you guys were guessing the same anyways. Round six, okay. Danny.
No, the first one we did. The first.
Well, you guys were both wrong.
I was just
going to
say the first one we both guessed different things. I know. So that means it was the third one that we both didn't guess. Read the first joke again. I'm sorry. I'm really
curious.
The
first joke was big news. Alex Rodriguez confirmed reports that he's taken steroids in the past. Officials aren't sure when he took the steroids, but they're pretty sure it wasn't in October. That was the Conan O'Brien joke.
And I said...
You said either Letterman or Weekend Update. And so did Chris.
No, that's how it went. Okay. All right.
So through five rounds, it was tied at 3. And then in round 6, Danny got the question right. Chris was wrong. Round 7, Chris was right. Danny was wrong. Round 8, you were both wrong.
Yes.
Round 9, Chris was right. Danny was wrong. Round 10 was the one I put a star by, but you guys were both wrong. And I think that's the one I told you were both wrong anyways. Round 11, Chris was wrong. Danny was right. Round 12, you guys were both wrong in round 12. Round 13, you were both right. And that was another one of those double stars by.
We knew that one.
Round 14, Chris was wrong. Yeah. Danny was right. Round 15, you were both right. Round 16, Chris was right. Danny was wrong. And he said that.
God damn it, this is a nail biter.
That was the one, Danny, that you said you may regret it. And you changed your answer. You originally had it right, but then you changed your answer. Round 17, you were both wrong.
Bitch,
And 17 was the one where I let Danny change his answer because it was changing it to be wrong. And Chris told me, fuck you, Ben. So fuck you, Chris. I helped you out.
And it would have been Conan. I told you it would have been Conan, Chris. I told you.
So Danny would have been right.
It was Conan, right?
Yeah, so Danny was mad that I...
He would have been right.
I knew that's why he let me change it.
You wanted it to change.
But once he let me change it, I wanted to change it back because I knew the only reason I would
get... Well, then you're just proving that you're a retard and you don't know anything.
No, I wanted to change it back because...
I said it was either Letterman, Conan, or Weekend Update.
No, I wanted to change it back. I may not know anything. Hang on,
at least I'm decisive and I stick with the fucking horse.
I may not know anything about guessing which fucking late night host said something, but I, when it comes to human psychology, I know what I'm doing. And I was basing that answer, and I knew it was going to be Conan as soon as Ben gave it back to me. And that's more important than life.
I know.
All
right. Round 18, Danny was right, Chris was wrong. And the final round.
Booyah.
No, listen. In round 19, Chris was right, Danny was wrong. Final score, Chris had 9 correct answers out of 19, and out of 19, Danny had 9 correct answers. It's a tie.
Oh, shit.
Wow.
We got to do one more.
But this isn't hockey, so there is no ties. We're going to the shootout. I got to... I got to prepare 3 jokes now.
Wait, hang on a second. Okay, 3 jokes, all right.
All right. Oh, my God.
I was going to say, because it could be down to whoever gets to guess first. We just do one.
I know, and it came out to a tie. Yeah, I didn't think of doing a tiebreaker.
It's because me and Chris are fierce competitors.
That's true.
I'm like a Wolverine, and Chris is like a Puma.
I'm like a Wolverine trainer.
Who got mauled by his Wolverine.
Nope.
Yeah, you're like a cocky Wolverine trainer that thinks he has the Wolverine trained, but the Wolverine is just toying with the trainer.
I wear a special cage on my head, and I whip the Wolverine into submission.
Yeah, and the Wolverine fakes submission until he's just biding his time, waiting to attack in the night. And the Wolverine also has sex with the trainer's wife.
I killed the Wolverine's spirit at a young age.
You thought you did, but the Wolverine was hiding his spirit to reveal it at the end.
No. When the Wolverine was really young, I molested it. But the Wolverine felt guilty because he kind of liked it, and that's how I kind of destroyed his adult Wolverine sexuality.
No, that's not what happened.
Yeah, you just don't remember because you blocked it out of your childlike Wolverine brain. You just didn't want to face that.
Oh my God. So you fucked the Wolverine?
No, I didn't say I fucked. I just fondled it. I mean, you. And I told you that if you told any adult Wolverines, they wouldn't believe you. And they'd stop loving you.
God. Well, at least one funny thing happened in this podcast.
So how are we going to break this tie?
I don't know.
Well, we're doing a shootout, right?
Yeah, but we don't have any jokes. Let's There's got to be a good way.
Will Danny think of a good way to end the podcast? Will Ben find more jokes? Did Chris really fondle a baby Wolverine?
Thank you.